concern itself with the benefit entertainment to be given in the lobby of the Yankuk Hotel for the soldiers, sailors, and people of the town. But other exciting events are sure to happen, so listen closely. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Supposing some kid showed you a rainbow pencil that wrote in 4 different colors, a code-writing pencil you could send secret messages with, and supposing that pencil was keen-looking, all bright-colored and Chinesey, with a trick yellow cord at the end. Well, if you saw a pencil like that, I bet I know what you'd say. You'd say, "Why, gosh, it's Big Stoop's code-writing rainbow pencil. Where in the world did that kid get it?" Well, boys and girls, he'd have gotten it from Libby. And you can get one, too. Yes, sir. Old Big Stoop's code-writing pencil, the one that writes in 4 colors. Dragon Lady Red, Burma Blue, Chinese Yellow, April Green. That very pencil is waiting for you. Right now, Libby is making a very special offer to friends of Terry and the Pirates. And here's the dope. For a short time only, you can get Big Stoop's Rainbow Code Writer for just 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. There's an offer you sure don't want to miss. So send for that Big Stoop Code Writer now, at once. It's easy to get 2 Libby's Tomato Juice labels. Maybe your mother has some already in the house. If she hasn't, she'll be glad to get some, because Libby's Tomato Juice is a drink your whole family will enjoy. A grand-tasting juice that's rich in vitamins. So ask Mother for Libby's Tomato Juice labels, 2 of them, and then you rustle up a dime. Send the labels and dime with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that? Terry in care of Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, in Chicago, Illinois. You're sure going to have a lot of fun and excitement when your Big Stoop code writer rolls in. And now, Terry and the Pirates. April Kane and Terry Lee are going to do their mind-reading act as part of the benefit show. The real reason back of this stunt is the attempt to catch the Dragon Lady who is expected to attend the entertainment, disguised, of course. In addition to all this, a message written in the rainbow colors of a Big Stoop code pencil was delivered to Pat Ryan by Big Stoop, who got the message from a strange native. It was from the Chinese magician, Fu Ling, who is a prisoner of the Dragon Lady. But we'll get to that later. First of all, let's get on with the show. At one end of the hotel lobby, a velvet curtain hides a temporary stage that has been erected. April Kane is peering out through a hole in the curtain at the audience.
Filled up, Terry. Men, women, children, soldiers, sailors, all kinds of people. I don't think we'll ever be able to tell which one's a Dragon Lady.
She'd think it was a very smart thing to come and watch this show.
Well, if our mind-reading act works, maybe we can find her in the audience after all.
She'll probably be disguised. Of course, if she doesn't wear that gray-white raincoat, then maybe we'll never locate her.
Well, kiddies, are you mental marvels ready to do your stuff?
Yeah, but we're working on a very slim chance of catching the Dragon Lady.
Yeah, I know. And after all, being a woman, she may change her mind, decide not to wear that raincoat with April's initials marked on the shoulder. I'm more interested in getting this show over with so we can go and locate Dr. Fu Ling anyway.
Oh, yeah. That note Big Stoop brought was from the doctor.
But how did Big Stoop get hold of the note?
Well, as near as I can figure out, Stoop met a native. He came from upriver someplace. He was looking for this hotel, and luckily, Stoop was able to understand him. This native lad had a note. Stoop took one look at it and hot-footed it to us.
That note was written with one of those rainbow color pencils and was signed by Dr. Fu Ling.
Yeah, the note said the bearer of it would take us to the doctor, and I've got the native outside. Big Stoop's looking after him.
But where could Dr. Fu Ling be? The last time I saw him, he was in a cabin aboard a motorboat, a prisoner of the Dragon Lady.
Well, he still is, I suppose. Evidently, that boat is going up the river someplace. I figure the old doctor managed to slip this note to a native, and that's how we got it. Well, kids, better get ready to go into your act.
Yeah.
Mr. Smythe Heatherstone has just finished talking out there. You feel nervous, I hope.
Thanks, pal. How about you, April?
Well, if Slugger Dunn has enough nerve to be a one-man band, I don't see why I should be nervous using my brain.
Now, you sure you remember all our signals and everything, April?
Oh, yes. I'll be awful nervous wondering if you'll meet the Dragon Lady when you go through the audience.
Well, you know our signal on that. I'll say to you, "What 2 initials are these?" And you'll say the initials are A and K, and they're in a white raincoat because I put them there myself.
I remember.
And you remember that too, Pat. As soon as I find her, we'd better close in, but fast.
Well, I'll be around, so will Slugger Dunn.
Okay.
It may break up the show, but we'll get our man. I mean, our woman. Now, stand by, kiddies. I'll go out and introduce you. How do you like my oriental makeup? It is very attractive, yes?
It's a very attractive no. Nobody would ever know you were Pat Ryan, if that's what you mean.
Gracious, no. With that big yellow Chinese robe and your face painted up like that, you're certainly far from good-looking.
Well, there is the signal, my honorable nitwits. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight it gives me great honor to present a marvelous mind-reading exhibition. I present young Professor Terry Ray and his beautiful assistant, the lovely and talented April Kay. Mental marvels of the age. And here they are. Let's give them a big hand.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now blindfold Miss Kane with this handkerchief. She will sit here on the stage in full view of the audience. As you see, there are no wires and no way to communicate with her as I pass among you. If you have any coins, papers, or other objects you wish her to identify, hand them to me and we'll see what Miss Kane can do. Please understand that this young lady is in a trance.
You're telling me.
Never mind the wisecracks, Pat. Now then. As you can see, the young lady's blindfolded. I will now pass along the center aisle, and she'll give a demonstration of her great mental power. I want you to concentrate, April. Please. You remember, surely. Enough.
It's a lady's purse, I believe.
That's correct, April. But, what is this?
It's a button. Yes, a button.
Can you tell me something else about this button, April? Just tell us.
Oh, yes. It's on the uniform of a soldier, and it has the initials U.S. on it.
Correct, April. Perhaps investigation pays easily. What is this?
Oh, that's a pipe.
That's correct. Now I'll walk back here a little farther, and we'll see what we can do. April? Come. Only a try. What am I holding up?
I think it's a coat, yes.
A coat, yes, April. More answers now. Does it belong to a man or a woman?
It belongs to a man.
Now I'll go down this other aisle and we'll try some of the people on the other side.
Hey, Stoop. Stoop, you out there? Oh, yeah. Couldn't see you for a moment in the dark. Couldn't see you for a moment in the dark. Good one.
Now then, April. Come. Oh, it's nifty. What am I holding up?
I'm not sure, but I think it's a coin.
Now, April. Come. How? Intelligent now. Keenly.
A Chinese coin, Terry.
Excellent. Now then. Here's something you may have a little difficulty. Thing you may have a little difficulty with. What two initials are these?
I seem to see the initials A and K. They're on a white raincoat. I'm sure they are because I put them there myself.
Will this lady in the raincoat please stand up so the audience can see? Stop her! She's running out the other way. Pat, she's going out the other way. Slugger, get her!
I see it, Terry.
Stop her, somebody! That's the dragon lady.
All right, everybody, it's the fanatics. There we are. We'll have the lights on in a moment. Get out through the side door. Big Stoop's out there. Maybe you'll stop her. Come on, Terry, let's go.
Well, she got away, Pat. I couldn't find her.
Yeah, she didn't make her get away alone, Terry. She had somebody with her. Somebody stationed at the main light switch just in case.
As soon as I saw those initials on the collar, you know, where April printed them with a rainbow color pencil, I thought, sure, I had her.
We broke up a very interesting show. I hope Smythe Heatherstone has restored order by now. Well, there's no need for you and I to go back in there. I think our contribution to this benefit show is over and done with.
Yeah, we'd better stay away for a while.
Say, I found out a little bit more about that note we got from Dr. Fu Ling. According to the native who brought it, the doctor is aboard a boat about 10 miles upriver. You and Big Stoop and myself let the native lead us there.
10 miles up the river? Well, how are we going?
Well, I think the native came by ox cart or something. He didn't come by boat. Wait till I change these duds. You dig up a flashlight and we'll follow you. Well, I was right the first time. We travel by ox cart. I don't know. I've made slow progress in my time, but this is the slowest.
Maybe we'd be better off if we walked.
Yeah. Big Stoop's walking. I can just make him out beside the cart. He's no fool.
Well, we've been on the way over 2 hours. I don't know how much farther it is.
And you'll never know from talking to the native or Big Stoop. Maybe 10 miles or maybe two.
The river's just off to the left. That much we're sure of.
Yeah. And I'm sure about that note from Dr. Fu Ling, too. It was in his handwriting. I checked up on it.
Glad to use that rainbow color pencil. Please tell me Dr. Fu Ling, April, and Big Stoop have one.
Yeah, somehow. At least nobody is pulling a trick on us. I don't know what he's saying. He's pointing off there toward the river.
Oh, yeah, I see something, a small light. You can just make it out down there through the trees.
Well, Terry, that may be it. That may be the boat where we'll find Dr. Fu Ling.
Yes, that may be the place where the elderly magician is a prisoner. But Pat Ryan and Terry Lee had better watch their step. The note, written in the rainbow color pencil, has brought them to this lonely place. But what lies ahead in the darkness along the Chinese River? You know, kids, part of the fun you're going to have when you get your Big Stoop code writer is pulling that tricky stunt you can do with its special cord. Of course, you're going to have a swell time writing with it, secret messages like Big Stoop sends. And since it writes in 4 different colors, you'll be drawing pictures with your Wonder Pencil and maybe doing maps and coloring with it, too. But don't forget that trick, or it's a honey. Now, what you do is to put the cord on the pencil through your coat buttonhole in a particular way you'll learn about when your code writing pencil comes. You attach the pencil that special way and then dare anybody to take it off. Now, of course, you'll have most fun if you're the first in your crowd to know the trick. So send for a Big Stoop code writer now. All you need is 10 cents and 2 Libby's tomato juice labels. Mail them with your full name and address to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I'll repeat that. Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago. Get your order in without delay. For victory, buy United States Savings Bonds and Stamps. The Dragon Lady made a spectacular getaway from the Yantuck Hotel, and the April Kane Terry Lee mind-reading act was a great success up until then. But in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll see what new thrills await Terry and Pat and Big Stoop near the Chinese Jungle River.